Blog Talk Radio. Keep knocked out silent, so Yahuwah. something together with one consent to serve it against you. Do unto them like those who say, let us take to ourselves the house of Yahweh in possession. Keep not thou silent, O Yahweh. Hold not thy peace and be not still.
Hallelujah.
Live
Times, Yakwa's Radio, Top Pods, and Saturday. Worldwide international radio broadcast Top Pod of the Saturday is now on the air. And remember, got six locations. Call for details on the 224-600-5579 and get in where you fit in at. And thus says Yakwa, Saturday. All right. Remember one thing. This is a Saturday. Top Pod of the Saturday. Six locations, all the gates is open, all six locations, so remember, once you know who you are, that is one special day that you have to get in where you fit in at. Got that? Good. We're going to bring our elder in, he's going to tell you all about this broadcast, and we're going to try to throw a couple verses on the table to Elder Yakda get here and at the temple number one. And then we're going to sit back and ride shotgun the whole weekend and see exactly the fruits of the labor of Voices of the True Israelite, how that sounds. So we're going to bring our elder in and see what's going on in Top Pod of the Sabbath day. This is the day that the Almighty have made for me and you. So, and when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. T of Top Pod of the Sabbath day, Yakwa beat you, they'll see you right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, see you as well, receive well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, you know that Sabbath day, it talks about you springboard up your life from the Sabbath day. That's when your energy level supposed to automatic crank up from the six wicked days that you did. So, and that's a sign we're looking for. When that energy cranks up on the Sabbath day, be dragging in. But when that Sabbath day kick in, all of a sudden, another level kicked in, and we're ready to go. So, Elder, stop by the Sabbath day, and you might well take your time and dress this national audience while we get us a little hot herb of tea and try to hold on for a few minutes there. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yakwa bless you. See you, Israel, on the top part of the Sabbath day. And as I always say, it's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands, especially on this righteous day. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending this broadcast. You know, we have some people that's supposed to be preachers. I run into them most of the time, I guess, from the work that I'm doing, and they always have another agenda. And every time you correct them on something that they're talking about, they run out of time. They got to, I'll talk to you later. Every time you talk about the righteous things in the Bible, they got to go. Or the phone's ringing. Something always pulls them away. You know, we're always talking the word of Yahuwah and being questioned most of the time about it. We're not the only ones that's questions about it. Look what happened in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, reading verses 23 to 24. 23 says, and when he's coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching, and said, by what authority do thou doest these things? And who gave these authority? 24. And Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which you will tell me, and likewise I will tell you by what authority I do these things. This authority that we do to bring you this word is already written in the King James Bible. And this is what we talk about, the book. We learn to give praise to Yahuwah and be humble and giving praise on the Sabbath day. Yeah, don't be like those, example, Doeg, the Edomite, which is mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 18. 18 says, the king said to Doeg, turn and fall upon the priests. And Doeg did my turn, and he fell on the priest, and slew them on that day 85 persons that did wear a linen ephod. You know, starting trouble on the Sabbath day, killing the priests, while we even had trouble ourselves on the Sabbath day to make us think about Mr. Doeg here. But anyway, as long as you stay righteous, you still prevail. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast. of Gakwa's ministry. We're open to your live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Gakwa's Word, learning how to connect the Bible books for your biblical education. We speak of your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days as we're doing now. And we do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek. And you have to look no further now. You found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from normal times, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class, which we're in the top part of the Sabbath now. That current class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and right on that search line, type tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just on the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you again see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. We've even had people say they have to bring offerings to Yahuwah in heaven. No, bringing into his courts is the temple. We generally have to break that down for people that don't want to walk in the words of Yahuwah and accept a righteous understanding. On this note, speaking of this, I remember a man of wisdom even questioned me. He says, Elder Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offering, and alms makes? I said, yes, speak of that quite often. He says, let me give you a verse to think about. He gave me a book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. Where he says, there can be no good to come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. Well, that made pretty good sense to me. This is why. I always say, remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, which I can see almost every day is well needed with the bad teaching and the instructions that's given out there these days. To build a banquet hall, a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We have a live program. Also, to get to this live program, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and click that red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. You even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 or 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dull tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Remember, we are the children of Yahuwah. We are called the Blessed Peacemakers, which is mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, not to worry. You can always catch the entire show at 10:30 p.m. Just type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking there, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose that program you were late logging into, or you'll find you can click on any day that you would like to listen. Now, also during the normal broadcast, as a reminder, we'd like to let you know we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topic we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the broad talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, as readers, when we are given the scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear those righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion. As mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, all covenants of churches of the saints. So we may keep these scriptures in mind and start to receive the words of Yahuwah. We will pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, Friday, yo. That's excellent, yo. So, what can we say? Top out of Saturday, the day that the Almighty have made. So, we going to throw up a few scriptures on the table, the elder and myself. And then we'll pass over to the elder in the class and the young lion. We'll just sit back and watch this thing, but. You know, a comment came in from a big dignitary about what time are we really in, and how do we know where we at? I don't know. We might touch on a little bit of that, but basically we'll do that Sunday night. We'll touch on it Sunday night, really. So what I'm going to do, we're just going to, but like I said, again, it all depends on how things look right now, but. We anxious to sit back and watch this thing unfold itself. You know, because we got to see exactly the fruits of the six anointed camps and see exactly what they're working with. You know, and at the right time. So we got to find out, you know, so we have to check some things out. So I'll tell you what we do. We open up in Matthew chapter 10. Verse number 18 and 19. We'll throw a couple of verses out there, and we'll see what we get going on. While the young lion, he finally got himself in camp one. He's setting up everything now. So what we're gonna do? We're just gonna throw a few things on the table, Elder. So Elder, Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 18 and 19. What does it say we can read?
Okay, Matthew's looking at chapter 10, verses number 18 and 19. 18 says, "And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. 19, but when they deliver you up, take no thought of how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
Mm-hmm. He said, "Well, he said you will be on the spot. You're gonna be tried to see what you're made of." Let's run to Mark chapter 13, verse 10 and 11, there, Elder. And Mark chapter 13, verse 10 and 11. Let's see what that says. He said, "Now you're gonna be tried. You're gonna be tried from those that's closest to you, close as your bed partner." That's how you will be tried according to Scripture. Keep that in your mind. So don't fall off the wagon when you're tried, because that's how Yahweh operates. Just like he made all these big dignitaries come out, all these atom bombs. And, you know, an atom bomb is an atom. You really can't see an atom. The only way you can really deal with an atom is that somebody at a higher power got to give it to you, and the one that created the atom bomb, he made a final statement. I'll take a look at it later in the week. He made a final statement. He said he received the atom bomb, how to make it. I forgot his name right now. It just some change to me while I'm just talking. That he said he came in his sleep. He was told him how to make the atom bomb. And so... So what I'm saying, when you make the atom bomb, you know, that bomb is to kill millions at a time, but that's how Yahweh going to have this thing unfold itself. And that's why it's very important to understand that we must really understand where we at the latter time right now. Because the Yahweh had Pharaoh, he hardened Pharaoh's head for one reason. He wasn't going to let the children of Israel go. He didn't want him to let the children of Israel go. He hardened his mind to put his hand on him. Same thing about the nation today. Yahweh have made them create an atom bomb. And he'll take that same atom bomb and turn on their own head. Hear that? That's why we need to know where we stand at, really. Where we stand at. We know exactly what we're saying at. And once we clear what we're saying at, and we watch things and pages in the book, we can be all right. So, Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and 12, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and 12 say?
Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and verse number 12. Verse 11 says, "And when they bring you into the synagogue, temples, and unto the magistrates and powers, take no thought of how or what you shall answer or what you shall say. 12, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say." Oppenheimer, that was the maker of the bomb, German.
All right. I got it, never mind. So, he said, "Don't worry about it. Be confident that Yahweh is going to deliver you in that very same hour." So you got to be confident that Yahweh is going to deliver us in the same hour. That's why he hardened Pharaoh's head. And the reason he hardened Pharaoh's head, let's take a look at him hardening his head. For what reason? See, let me show you how he operates. See, this man right here is a man of power.
that don't live in time, that we live in time, Cain was named before time by his father. And it's the verse I'm looking for, Elder. In the book of Exodus, he says something about Pharaoh. So if you want to know what I'm doing today, look back at yesterday. Let's look at the 14th chapter of Exodus, particular verse number 24. Let's see what it says. Now, pick up verse 21 and get warmed up. We're going to Exodus chapter 14, elders, and we look at verse chapter 14, verse 21 down to verse number 25. Let's see if this is what I want. If it's not, I'll be peeping while you crank up 14 and 21 there, elders. Come on.
And the book of Exodus, chapter 14, reading verses 21 to 25. 21 says, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea land dry, and the waters were divided. 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. 23. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all the Pharaoh's horses and chariots and his horsemen. 24. It came to pass that in the morning watch, the Yahweh looked into the host of the Egyptians, the Mizraimites, through the pillar of fire and from the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. 25. And took off their chariot wheels, and that drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Yahweh frightened for them against the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm. So, see, we want to get Yahweh to fight for us against those that oppress us, but we're not going to get Yahweh to do so until we understand, back up to Luke chapter 1, verse 57. Luke 1, 57, we'll read down to verse 75. We can throw a couple of things on the table. See, we want Yahweh to fight for us too, but listen. Only Yahweh don't fight for us. We got to line up with what he got written in his Bible. Because if your time with him, that's when he's going to, hold on, let's put a rabbit out there on that. Let's show what Yahweh going to do. Let's show you what Yahweh going to do. Let's see. I'm lost my train of thought already. And let's see, what Yahweh going to do? He's going to do something. It got past me already, what Yahweh going to do. And it just was given to me just a minute ago, and I don't say I'll give it a turn to it, but it'll be taken away from me. You know? That's all he tells you. Try to learn as much as you can, as fast as you can, because you never know where you stand and all that good stuff. So, the verse that I was getting ready to go to, it don't got away from me, El. So, we're going to pass on that. I'll tell you what we do. Yeah. We'll put that all down to the side.
We saw one great thing he did already. I said, we saw what Yahweh great thing did already in Exodus. Parted the seas where there were a wall on the left and a wall on the right. I'm just imagining as I was reading. And everybody's waited to walk across the dry land to the other side until the Egyptians tried to follow them, and the wall wiped them out. That's what Yahweh can do. Can imagine that.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right, Elder. Exactly what happened.
So that same thing Yahuwah gonna do. He showed up a shadow, and the Egyptians thought that they had a cakewalk in the park, and that was the end of them. It that was in leadership, and they never been in power until this day, behind that whooping that the Almighty put on them. So, you know what? And that takes me to a verse. That takes me to a verse. Matter of fact, that takes me to a verse, Elder. I'm glad you said that. We can go to a verse of end time prophecy. So once he jumped them, they never recovered even to this day. So now let's take a look at that, because we was asked about prophecy a little bit. So, you know, I don't mind taking a look a little bit at prophecy myself behind that, since that statement was made on tape. Let's look at Second Ezra. Get that, if they call that the missing book out, Elder. And we're going to look at prophecy. And we want to take a look at something said in prophecy, Elder. How about the 11th chapter, verse 1?
Okay.
And we'll skip down to verse 39. Let's look at 2 Ezra 11. Yeah, 2 Ezra chapter 11. And we'll look at verse number 1. Let's see what it says. Ezra, 2 Ezra chapter 11, verse 1. What does it say there? Elder, Mr. Kidd, what do that say?
Second Ezra, the book of Second Ezra, chapter 11, looking at verse number 1. 1 says, "Then saw I a dream, and behold, there came up from the sea an eagle, which had 12 feathered wings and 3 heads."
Read that again. Oh, got a little distracted. Grandbaby come running up in there and got a little distracted. Chapter 11, verse 1.
Second
Ezra. Yeah, a little bit louder.
Second Ezra, chapter 11, verse number 1. 1 says, "Then saw I a dream, and behold, there came up from the sea an eagle, which had 12 feathered wings and 3 heads."
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Skip down to verse 39. Let's see what he says in verse 39 there.
Verse number 39 says, "Art not thou it that remainest of one of the 4 beasts whom I made to reign in my world, that the end of their..."
Wait a minute. Now, this was shown to Ezra, and Ezra said, what he said again, verse 39, that'll kind of pique my interest a little bit there. Read that verse 39 again.
39 says, "Art not thou it that remainest of one of the 4 beasts whom I made to reign in my world, that the end of their times might come through them."
So this 4th beast, and we'll find out in time for wisdom, the 4th beast is talking about kingdoms. So he let us know in end time prophecy that this 4th beast in verse 39, and read verse 40, Elder, what it says in verse 40.
Verse number 40. "And the 4th came and overcame all the beasts that were past, and had powered over the world with great fearlessness, and over the whole compass of the earth."
So this 4th beast is going to have power over the known world. Now, so he cannot be talking about the 4th beast that
kicked out Rome because Rome only ruled on one side of the world. So this fourth beast is an extension of Rome, and this is really end time prophecy because it says fourth beast is going to rule what again, elders? How much is this fourth beast is going to rule? That's why people got mother's feet. Mother's feet. So, El, now you're going to stumble upon some El in grand style. Now, you might as well come on home with it now. Now, in verse 40, you're going to drop the profound statement, and we're going to touch on it just a little bit. Verse 40 again, come on.
Okay, that's 2nd Esther we're reading from, chapter 11, verse number 40.
Uh-huh.
40 says, and the fourth came and overcame all the beasts that were past and had power over the world with great fearfulness. The fourth came and had power over the world with great fearfulness and over the whole compass of the earth.
This fourth came, and had power over the world. Hold that point on. Young man, I think I want to touch on it a little bit. I don't see it on all the best out yet. Back up to 238 book of Daniel. 238. What is it saying 238? That's why I've been to the hill. And 238. What is it saying 238?
Verse 38 reads. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given unto your hand.
You say so wherever the beasts of the field live at, everything is given to your hand. The fowls of your hand here. And made you ruler over them all. We in a book called Daniel 2:38. Go ahead.
And I made you ruler over them all. You are his head of gold.
And you are the head of gold. So that's kicking off the Babylonian Empire, the head of gold. But we in what's called the New Babylon as we speak, go ahead. Because the old Babylon, they didn't rule the whole world. They ruled only a section of the world. Come on.
Verse 39.
Come on.
39 reads.
What it reads.
And after you shall arise another king.
Yes.
Inferior to you.
Yes.
And another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the kings.
Okay.
Verse 40.
Listen good now. 40.
Verse 40. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron.
And the fourth kingdom is going to be strong as iron.
For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and to do it all things.
And the fourth kingdom is going to subdue all things.
And as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise.
Yes. Good. Now, Elder, come on back to that 11 verse 40 again. I'm second Elder, 11 verse 40 again. What does it say? 11 verse number 40. What does it say?
Okay. Getting back to 2nd Esther. Chapter 11, verse 40. 40 says, and the fourth came and overcame all the beasts that were past and had power over the world with great fearfulness and over the whole compass of the earth with much wicked oppression and long time dwelt upon the earth.
So the fourth kingdom rule had all the power. But which way is this fourth kingdom going to rule, Elder? How are they going to rule? What are they going to rule with?
Great fearfulness over the whole earth.
And
wicked oppression and long
and
time
wickedness. So this
world
kingdom is going to rule with great power, going to have everybody trembling in their boots, and they're going to have much wickedness going for them. You hear that, Elf? That sounds like me just about hearing something on that. So this world kingdom is going to rule, and he's going to rule with the known world. He's going to have over there in China and Japan wearing three-piece suits with vests on. Huh? He's going to rule everybody. Everybody going to have three-piece suits and a vest. And that's the sign of their mom. When you see anybody in any country outside of the United States wearing a three-piece suit and a vest, now that you know they've been influenced by the fourth kingdom. Because that's their mom. Three pink suits and a vest. So we need to watch it real carefully. All right. And what happened to the next verse?
41 says, for the earth has thou not judged with truth.
Read along.
41, reading again. For the earth has thou not. For the earth has not thou judged with truth.
Now, so from my missing angels, I have 14. I'm missing something out of the 14. Read verse 48 because I'm missing something. I'm not hearing it like I want to hear about the 14.
Okay. I think we missed the last part. The last part of. Okay. 40 says. And the fourth came and overcame all the beasts that were past, and all had power over the world with great fearfulness, and over the whole compass of the earth, which much wicked oppression and long time dwelt upon the earth with deceit. 41. For the earth has thou not judged with truth.
Okay,
done with deceit.
Yeah, well, we could have some quarantine, but I want to hear something, but I'm not hearing it right now. I want to hear something real good, but I'm not hearing it. So I tell you what to do. Go to the 12th chapter, because I'm missing my head. I'm picking up the verse number 11. I'm going to get to the end, I'm going to pray for the elders and get out the way. But I'm missing me a hit. I think I had Sunday night. Back in Ezra chapter 12, think of verse number 11. Let's identify him what sign is on this fourth beast. Let's look at something in back in Ezra chapter 12, verse 11. What does it say, Ezra?
Second Ezra chapter 12, reading verse 11. The eagle whom thou sawest come up from the sea is the kingdom which was seen in the vision of thy brothers Daniel.
Oh, so now he don't put what you call a logo on this fourth kingdom. This fourth kingdom will have a symbol. The ego point of view.
And we're going to leave it like that. Elder, that was excellent on your part. And on that note,
we turn over to our elders. So we say, Elder, with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Yada Israel, out of Camp 1, our elders. Y'all probably busy up here, right?
My
pleasure, Israel.
Happy Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Who are you, Elder?
Those things which are written therein,
what the time is for him.
He said you got to be a keeper. In other words, you got to be doing those things that are written therein. That will make you blessed, right? When you become a doer. Now, Yahweh's son had a key statement, young lion, if I can write it down. He made a statement in the book of Luke. You know, it's one of them old sisters, and she tried to pep him up. If I can lay my eyes on it, brother, we can read it. But he had some choice words for the sister in the book of Luke, chapter 11. Let's see what Yahweh's son imparted to the sister in Luke. Chapter
11, 27
and
28.
What did he say, young man, from the time of young John Judah?
Book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 27 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
And 27 reads.
What did he read?
And it came to pass, as he spake these things,
yes, sir,
a certain woman of the company lift up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare you.
Uh-huh.
And the path which you have struck.
Both of us, we've been lifted up in our thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see how Yahweh dealt with all that good talk she brought his way. Come on.
Verse 28.
Uh-huh.
But he said, you rather blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it.
So, just like the Revelator said, you got you blessed. Will you become a keeper? In other words, a doer of the word of Yahweh, right?
Yahweh.
That's when you run into a handful of blessings. And we know that a blessing ain't always a big fat bank account, right?
Mm-hmm.
A blessing is having a peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't blessing, right?
Right.
But let's look at the book of 2 Chronicles 16, Mother. Let's look at these ministers' spirits just a little bit closer. The book of 2 Chronicles 16, I think verse number 9, is it? 10, which one is it? 2 Chronicles 16, verse number 9, I believe we're looking for, Mother. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. Let's see what these ministers' spirits, what they up to, Mother. What Yahweh assigned them to do. 2 Chronicles 16, verse number 9.
2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
For the eyes of the Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth,
mm-hmm,
to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect towards him.
Uh-huh.
Herein thou, herein thou hast done foolishness.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have walk.
So he said the eyes of the Yahweh are running to and fro throughout the earth. Sure, they're strong on the behalf of those whose mind is perfect toward the Yahweh, right? But let's look at Zechariah. Yeah, Zechariah put that thing. Zechariah 4, verse number 10. How did Zechariah say it? Zechariah put a number on him, didn't he, Mother? Zechariah
4,
verse number 10, what did he say?
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
For who has despised the day of small things?
Who has despised the day of small things? Go ahead.
For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hands of Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel.
Will those seven,
mm-hmm,
they are seven, they are the eyes of the Yahweh which run to and fro throughout the whole world.
So he said they are the eyes of Yahweh and they run to and fro throughout the whole world. Now let's see, young lion, let's see what they up to. What Yahweh got him out here running to and fro through the whole earth? What is it? What are they up to here? Read the Proverbs 15. Then we get a line on what's going on with this. Proverbs 15, verse number 3. Young man from the tribe of Yahweh,
Right to the book of First Samuel.
Samuel 2, verse number 3. What do you say, buddy?
1 Samuel 2, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Samuel 2, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Talk no more, so exceeded it. Proudly.
Yes, ma'am.
Let not arrogance come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
For the Yahweh is a Yahweh of knowledge.
Yahweh is a Yahweh of knowledge.
And by him, actions are waited.
So these righteous men is the spirit there. Behold, the good and the evil, right? But Yahweh said, he's always what we do, not just what we say we're going to do, right?
Right.
You know, we have a good game, especially Yahweh Judah. They have a good game when it comes down to put forth the action. And they can ease up on you, right? The book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 17, verse number 4, what he said. Make this Jeremiah 17, verse number 10. Let's just get to the chase. Jeremiah 17, verse number 10. What did y'all say here, mother? Yep. About him, actions are going to be waiting. Let's see how are we going to be brought into this judgment, mother. Jeremiah 17, verse 10, what he say?
Jeremiah. Chapter 17, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
I the Yahweh, search the mind.
So Yahweh, he searched the mind, go ahead.
I tried the rain.
So he said he tried the rain. Hold that point. The first of the book of Hebrews, the word of Hebrews. Young man from the tribe of Yahweh, Judah. So Yahweh said he, search the mind. Let's see that thing right quick, young man. Let's run to the book of Hebrews. What we want out of that? Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 4, I believe we're looking for. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Is that the one I want? Verse number 4? That ain't the one I'm looking for. Must be book 12. Let's try that one. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, what do you say?
I'm going over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, sir.
Verse 12 reads.
What do you read?
For the word of Yahweh is quick.
The word of Yahweh is quick.
And powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And sharper than any four-edged sword.
Quick.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
So he divides the soul from the spirit, go ahead.
And of the joints and marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the mind.
So he is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the mind, right? That's why I take it to the ninth degree, as they say. The book of Jeremiah 17:10, among the Israel, the Zeroy. Yahweh, he searched the mind. Come on, mother.
Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10. I the Yahweh, searched the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the rain.
Good.
Even to give every man according to his ways.
So he said he's going to give every man and woman according to not what they say, what they do. Ain't that right?
Right.
Good.
And according to the truth of his or her doing.
He's going to give you your just dessert. He's going to give us exactly what we deserve and nothing less and nothing more, right? But let's get into this lesson a little bit. Young lion from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. He's been a little Deuteronomy chapter 5. Let's look at 1, 2, and 3. Verse number 6. Verse number, let's get about 10 through 13, yeah, 10 through 15. Deuteronomy chapter 5, 1, 2, 3, verse number 6. 10 through 15, young lion from the tribe of Yahweh.
Okay, going over to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 1, 2, 3, verse 6, and 10 down to 15.
Yes, sir.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1 reads.
What do you read? read.
And Moses called all Israel and said it to them.
What did he say?
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
The statutes and judgments, which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them.
So you say that we got to be two, right?
I mean, that's one.
We got to learn this, keep it, and do it.
Mm-hmm.
We hear that word over and over again, keep. Verse number two, what do you say?
Verse two.
And do, yes. Verse number two, what do you say? What are you focusing in on here?
The Yahuwah, our Yahuwah made a covenant with us in Horeb.
The Yahuwah made a covenant. He made an agreement with us when we came up out of the land of bondage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number three, what
did
he say?
Mm-hmm. All right,
now.
Verse number three, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 3 reads, and Yahweh made not his covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day.
You know, you Israel, and you alive this day, the covenant is still in a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still in force. Verse number 6, what do you say?
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I am Yahweh, you're Yahweh. Who brought you out of the land of Egypt. From the house of bondage.
So he said, look here, I took care of my side of the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I brought you out of that hard bondage that you was in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I entered into an agreement, a covenant with you. Now what part of this covenant in verse 10 to 15? What do the covenant consist of, young man?
The covenant went around. Chapter 5, verse 10 down to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10 reads, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instructions.
You mean the Torah instructions is part of the agreement?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid so. Verse 11, let me break it down for you.
Verse 11, you should not take the name of Yahweh.
Oh,
verse
no. First thing on the list is what?
Name.
Don't take my name in vain, right?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
For Yahweh will not hold him guilty that taking his name in vain.
But you can't treat the name like it don't mean nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said the first thing on the list is don't take my name in vain, right? Verse number 12, what was second on the list?
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the Sabbath day.
Hold on now.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the covenant.
Hallelujah.
We made with it. We that are alive this day.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why your Yahweh has commanded you.
Verse number 13, come on.
13.
Huh?
6 days you shall labor and do all your work.
Go ahead.
Verse 14.
Yes, sir.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So he gave us 6 days to labor and do all we got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. Go ahead, read on.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
It is your share not to do any work.
Go ahead.
You know your son, know your daughter,
know
your manservant, know your manservant.
Go ahead, read on.
Know your wife, know your ass. Nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gate, that your manservant, your maidservant, may rest as well as you.
Verse 15, come up.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And remember that you was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought you out of there for a mighty hand and by a stretch out arm. Therefore, Yahweh, your Yahweh, command you to.
Hold on. Yahweh did what?
Command you.
That's a big word, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh ain't asking nobody nothing. He said, I command you to do what?
So keep this time of day.
That part of the covenant.
Yahweh.
And what came out of our mouth? forefathers now. He said the one that is alive today is still on record, right? Mm-hmm. So what came out of our mouth, our mother dear Israel, in Exodus chapter 19? Let's see that verse number 3-8. Let's see how the deal went down, mother dear Israel. Exodus 19, verse number 3-8. How did this deal go down, mother dear?
Yahweh of hope.
So there's a great responsibility. Micah chapter 3, young life, verse number 1. What did Micah, how did he put it? Micah chapter 3, verse 1. How did he put the thing, young life? How did Micah put the thing down? Malachi say your duty is to keep knowledge. It's your ear on Torah instruction from your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Micah 3, verse number 1. Where did he say?
The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 read.
What do you read?
And I said, here. I pray you, O hands of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and you praises of the family of Israel.
Go ahead.
It is not for you to know judgment.
So Israel, time to get on the note, right?
That's right.
Time to know what Yahweh is about, right?
Oh, that's right.
Exodus 19, 6 to 8, Mother Gia, Israel, see you right.
Exodus chapter 19, verses 6 through 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests
mm-hmm.
and righteous nation.
Mm-hmm.
These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
So this is what I want you to say to the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Yes.
Go ahead,
read on. Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And Moses came and called for the elders of the people
mm-hmm.
and laid before their face all these words.
Go ahead. All of them veered to the right or the left. He was a straight shooter for his Jaguar, right?
Yeah.
Verse 8, what did he say?
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
And all the people answered together
and said. So we all opened up our mouth, right? All the people answered together and said what?
That Jaguar
has
spoken,
he will do. All that Jaguar has spoken. We will do, and what else?
And Moses returned the word of the people unto Yahweh.
Now let's see how Yahweh sealed the deal on his end. So we sealed it with our mouth, right? But Yahweh, from the tribe of Yahweh, Judah, let's write to Exodus 31:18. Let's see how Yahweh sealed the contract, the covenant. Exodus 31, verse number 18,
getting
line from the tribe of Yahweh. How did he seal the deal?
Page 1 of the book of Exodus. Chapter 31, verse 18.
Yes, sir.
18 read.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave it to Moses when he had made an end of communion with him upon Mount Sinai. Two tables of testimony. Tables of stone written with the finger of Yahweh.
So Yahweh put his giant handcuffs on the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he sealed it. But let's see, he went even deeper than that, did he, Mother? He went even deeper than the written ladder, did he? In the book of 2 Corinthians. Maybe in Hebrews 13, verse number 20. The book of Hebrews 13:20. Let's see how the contract was sealed, Mother, each on behalf of Yahweh the Son. The book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. How did he seal the covenant, Mother?
Book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 13.
Book of Hebrews. Chapter 13. How did Yahweh the Son seal the deal, Mother?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Yahweh of peace.
Yes, ma'am.
That brought again from the dead. Our Yahweh the Son.
The Yahweh the Father of peace.
Right.
That brought again from the dead. Our Yahweh the Son, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That great shepherd.
That great shepherd.
Of the sheep.
So he's the great shepherd of who?
The sheep.
He don't leave no guessing game nowhere. You got a guessing game that's coming from the other 17 nations. And Yahweh is a straight shooter. He said that he the great shepherd of the sheep.
Right.
That's who he the great shepherd of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And name on who this sheep that he the shepherd of. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 17, Malazita. Let's give us the first four or five words then, Malazita, and we can move on down the road. The book of Jeremiah 50, verse 17, look at this sheep that this brother is the shepherd of. Mother Z Israel of C. Roy. Who are they by name? Jeremiah 50, verse 17.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 17. Verse 17, Israel is a scattered sheep.
Not only is they the sheep, he said they scattered. Is that right?
Right.
We got two in for one that time. We got buy one, get one free that time. Hebrews 13, verse 20. How did he seal the deal, mother?
Hebrews chapter.
For the sheep. This thing is geared towards the sheep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12.
Verse 20.
Verse 20.
Yes, ma'am. Hebrews 13, verse 20.
Hebrews chapter 13,
verse
20.
Go out with it.
Now the Yahweh of peace
mm-hmm.
that brought again from the dead.
Yahweh the Father brought again from the dead who?
Yahweh the Son, that great shepherd of the sheep.
That great shepherd of the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Through what?
Through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
You mean this covenant, he went to the ninth degree, right? And he sealed this thing with his own precious blood, right?
Right.
Let's go to the book of Peter, Mosley. Let's see if we pour that out at Peter. Which one we want? He sealed this thing with his own blood, Mosley. So what can we read that at? Somewhere in Peter, can we read that statement, mother? That he sealed this thing with his own blood. Is it 1 Peter, 2 Peter? 1 Peter chapter 1, Mother Lee. I'll write it down now. 1 Peter 1, verse number 19. And 20. We might as well, let's get from 18 to 20. Let's get all this good stuff in here, Mother Lee. 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 through 20. 1 Peter chapter 1.
First Peter, chapter 18.
Uh-huh.
For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corrupted things as silver and gold.
They say you were redeemed. That's a very important word, and so I would underline that word. He said, you were redeemed. Go ahead. I was silver and gold. Go ahead.
With silver and gold. Wait a minute. For your vain conversation. Receiving by the tradition of your fathers.
Verse number 19, come on.
19, but with the precious blood of Yahweh the Son as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Verse 20, what do you say?
Verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Who truly was
foreordained
before the foundation of the world.
So this thing was foreordained before the foundation of the world. The deal was already on the table, right?
Right.
Israel. And how we know that? He was a shepherd of the, he was a great shepherd of the sheep, right?
Right.
We find out the sheep that he represents is the 12 tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. Let me get a few hits on this feast day and just get warmed up on it. And we'll be working it out until the day of the Lord of the trumpet, right? But let's look at Ecclesiastes, young lion from the tribe of Yahshua and Judah. Chapter 33. The book of Sirach. Chapter 33. The people 7 through 9. Book of Sirach. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 33. Verse 7 through 9. Young man from the tribe of Yahshua Judah.
Book of Sirach. Chapter 33.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 7 through 9.
Book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 7 through 9.
Yes, sir.
Verse 7 reads.
What do you mean?
Why do one day excel another?
Now, that's a good question, right? I hear people asking that question all the time. Why do one day excel another? Go ahead.
When there's all the light of every day in the year is of the sun.
So every day the sun come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what makes one day different than the other one? Go ahead.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
By the knowledge of Yahuwah, they were distinguished.
So Yahuwah is the one that makes the difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that for Mother Dia Israel. If I do the book of Romans, I wanna build on that statement there. Book of Romans chapter 14, Mother Dia of Israel. And let's look at Romans chapter 14. And let's see that verse number 4 through 3 down to 6. Romans 14, 4 through 6. Mother Dia of Israel is being right.
Romans chapter 14, verses 4 through 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. my God. Mother dear Israel, see you in front of Leviticus 23. And I'm always sitting down with this one, I believe. Leviticus 23. And let's see that out. 1, 2, and 3. Let's pick it up right there. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3, what do you say?
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Then what?
Verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel.
So this whole book had a specific reference for it. Yahweh telling go talk to Israel. Yeah. I ain't heard it say go talk to nobody else yet. There we are.
And say unto them.
Say what?
Concerning the feast of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
which you have proclaimed to be a righteous gathering.
Which you shall proclaim to be a righteous gathering, really.
Even these are my feet.
Is it different what I'm working with?
Chapter 18,
mm-hmm.
verse 11 and 12.
11 and 14. Yo.
and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
What did he say?
Terror shall make him afraid on every side,
mm-hmm.
and shall drive him to his feet.
Verse number 14, come on.
Verse 14.
Huh?
He confides.
His confidence.
His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle.
Good.
And it shall bring him to his king.
And it shall bring him
to the kingdom of Terah.
To the king of Terah, right? So that's what the rhyme is about. The king of Terah, you mean, to make his move. Is that right? Ezekiel, young man from the tribe of Yahweh, God, Judah. Ezekiel 33, now. This will be it for me. Ezekiel 33. And let's pick it up at verse number 1. What do you say? The book of Ezekiel 33, 1 through 7, what do you say, young man?
Chapter 33, verses
1
through
7. Mm-hmm.
Verse 1
read.
Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying,
"Saying what?
Son of man, speak to the children of your people.
Speak to the children of your people, go ahead.
And say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land,
mm-hmm.
if the people of the land take a man of their coat,
go ahead.
And set him for their watchman."
Number 3, come on.
Verse 3.
Huh?
If when he sees the sword come upon the land,
mm-hmm.
he blows the trumpet.
He blows the trumpet, go ahead.
And warns the people.
So Yahweh said, it's time for a law. It's time to warn the people, right?
Right.
Where shall the folk come out?
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Then whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet,
go ahead.
And taketh no warning,
mm-hmm.
if the sword come and takes him away,
whatever.
His blood should be upon his own head.
Verse number 5, come on.
Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
He heard the sound of the trumpet.
Go ahead.
And took not warning.
Mm-hmm.
His blood should be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul.
Verse number 6, come on.
Verse 6.
Yes, sir.
But if the watchman see the sword come,
uh-huh.
and blow not the trumpet,
go ahead.
And the people be not warned,
go ahead.
If the sword come and take any person from among them,
mm-hmm.
he is taken away in his sin.
Clear.
But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
Verse 7, come on.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
So you, O son of man.
So you, O son of man.
I have sent you a watchman unto the family of Israel.
Clear.
Therefore, you shall hear the word in my mouth.
And do what?
And warn them from me.
So this prophet is about sounding the alarm, right?
Yeah,
wow. On that note, he's going to bring in that young man from the tribe of Yahweh Judah, by faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
see that you down there.
Yeah,
man. So that was going on. So he's telling us to be plainly back at 16, young line, 56 to 68. So now this is what we know in track level 16, 56 down to 68. Sure, what are you saying?
I'm going to go to the track and answer.
Okay,
I'll take the money. You're going to beat that money. Or how will you hide your sin before Yahweh in his hands? Verse 57. Behold, Yahweh himself is the judge. To him, leave off from your sin and forget your sin, to meddle no more with them forever. So shall Yahweh lead you forth and deliver you from all troubles. 58. For, behold, the burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over you.
Yeah.
And they shall take away certain of you.
Yeah.
And feed you, being idle, with things offered unto idols.
Oh, you will feed them to be what?
Things offered to idols.
Being idle. Let's see your wife mess around and have your mind on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to be you idle. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, bro. All right. We get the ball game up and we'll give our elder, Yada Israel, Love C. Wood. Shout out to Yada too. We'll give him a hand clap. Mother D.F. Israel, even at Matthew chapter 10, we're going to verse 19.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
But when they deliver you up, you take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour, what you shall speak.
Mm-hmm. We at VLTTY, we believe that. That very same hour, we'll be giving you what you ought to speak. And, as he had to say over there, Mother D.F. Israel in Luke chapter 12, verse 11. My Mother E. gave me that Matthew chapter 10. Mother E. gave me that, Luke chapter 12, verse 11. And Mother D, you read Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12, read. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. And what you say in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 11, Mother Eve.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 11. And when they bring you up unto the synagogue, the temple, and unto the administrator and power, take heed, no thought, how or what thing ye shall answer, or what ye shall say.
When they deliver you, up or what?
When they bring
G-R-I-N-G. And we have one. So when that hour come around, the little spirit will teach you what you have to say at the same hour, right? So we go, I'm going to piggyback off, just drop a couple in on what the elder was touching on. We were talking about saying that the trumpet is a warning. But let's see what I had to say about some trumpets going on in the book of Numbers chapter 7, verse 2. Mother's name. Let's go to Numbers. We're going to see what we have to say over there. Numbers chapter 7. We will pick it up around verse number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let us draw near with a true mind and full assurance of the covenant, having our minds sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Mm-hmm. We got our bodies washed with pure water. Mother R.Z., what's that pure water we can read in Ephesians 5:26? Make sure we got our bodies washed with this pure water. Let's find out what this water is that's pure.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
So they're washing the water was by the word. So let's get a little bit, let's get a precept from this water. John chapter 7, Mother G.S. Israel. And we'll get John 7, verse 37 and 38.
John chapter 7.
Yes, ma'am. 37 and verse 38.
John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. Verse 37. In the last days, that great day of the feast, Yahuwah the Son stood and cried, saying,
who was that? The last days of that feast.
If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said,
okay,
out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
So you want some water, you get it from that word. And Yahuwah said, Yahuwah the Son said, hey, you first you come get that water from him. If you want some of that living water, come get some of that water from out of his book. He got something for you. So we put that on the table about what that living water is. That pure water is. But let's come back over to your mother here. Let's find out about this assembly. Let's get a little bit more understanding about what y'all have to say about this assembly. And we're going to get continue to read, pick it up at when we left off there, verse 23.
Okay. Hebrews 10, verse 23.
Yeah, we're going to get straight to the point. Let's get down to verse 25.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 to 25. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our covenant without wavering. For he is faithful that promised.
Mm-hmm.
24. And let us consider one another
mm-hmm.
to provoke unto love and to good works.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembly.
Not forsaking the what?
The assembly.
The assembly of who?
Of ourselves.
Of ourselves.
Together.
Uh-huh.
As the manner of some is. But exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approach.
So you see this day approach. He said, hey, you should be drawing a little closer here. You should be breaking away, trying to separate yourselves from your brother. He said, gather yourselves with your brother. Let's see, as a matter of fact, a few things top of mind, but you know what, Mother G.F. Israel? I seen something that was read that Mother E. had read before we come back over there to where we was at. It was something that was said that Mother E. read in verse, what was that, Mother E.? Yeah, verse 23 again.
Okay.
He said something about, I think I heard a word up in there. He said last verse of 23. Just read the whole 23 for me. Let me hear something again.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Let us hold fast the profession of our covenant
mm-hmm.
without waver
Without what?
Wavering.
That's what I was looking for. Now, if I say we want to do this thing without wavering, mm-hmm. what do you have to say about wavering? In the book of James, we're going to pick it up, Mother Eve. Give me James, we're going to pick it up at chapter 1. We're going to read verse 6 and all the way down to verse 8. And take your time. And we'll make sure we just stop right there and put that on the table, because I've been hearing the seer and the elder, you know, tell my holy thing down, no moving, no wavering, none of that. And let's find out what Yahuwah has to think about it out of the mouth of Yahuwah the son, brother, James, who named really Jacob.
Okay. You said James chapter 1. What
were
the verses?
Yes, ma'am. We want chapter 1. We want verse 6, 7, and we want verse 8.
The book of James, chapter 1. Verse 6, verse 7, and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. But let him ask in faith. Nothing waver. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
So Yahweh's son put in his spirit inside James, his brother, let us know. He say, let him to act in faith, not wavering. He said, you don't ask for no wavering. But he said, you come with wavering, he gave you a description of what you'll be considered. So he said, you're going to be considered like a wave and the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You have no control. I mean, you're just going to be all over the place. But you feel the wind, you feel the wind tossed in the world everywhere. But let's see what else he had to say in verse 7 and verse 8. What do you consider that?
Verse 7.
Okay.
4:14 through 16.
Right.
Yeah, bring me back to that James. I think you left off at, I think you finished up 7, right? Verse 7, 1-7. Getting back, can you give me verse 8? Let's see what he called his ways, mind frame. Let's get this teaching.
James chapter 1, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
A double-minded man or woman is unstable in all his ways.
So they call it double-minded. Mm-hmm. I can imagine this double-minded brain going all over the place. Still shout out something earlier. He said, what was that word he used? Idle mind? Mm-hmm. Idle mind. He's all over the place. So come back over there to you, mother, to where this girl. Then we're going back over to these numbers, right? Yeah, we had numbers chapter 10. Well, we got done finding out that we got a similar affairs, right? In Numbers chapter 10, verse 3. We'll pick it back up at verse 3 again, then we'll read it all the way down to verse 10. And we'll be trying to find out about these two trumpets that was blown.
All right. Numbers chapter 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves.
So we're going to do the gathering, right? This is really said, not the assembly of the congregation of your brothers when he's ringing about. And your sisters, we got to do some gathering together. So once that trumpet gets blown, we get to do some gathering. What else happens?
To you.
Uh-huh.
And the door of the temple shall be open unto the congregation.
So the temple, all right, continue to ring that. We said it again from the mother. I missed something else. Yeah.
Okay,
what's the same
boat
Well, that's Trump. That's the sound alarm. That's what he told you to do. When you're going to the Torah, he hit you.
Verse 10. Also in the day of your gladness,
mm-hmm.
and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your month.
Solemn means serious. In the same serious. Oh, solemn means serious.
Yeah.
This ain't the man said solemn. This is the same serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm urging you about this right here, Fred.
You shall blow with the trumpet over your burnt offering and over the sacrifice of your peace offering, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Yahweh. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
When these big days come around, we're going to be doing some blowing of the trumpets too. You know, like we're doing these Sabbath days. When times have come to the temple, you notice that they said something. And read verse 3 again for me. One more time, Mark. Verse 3 and verse 4.
Numbers chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Mm-hmm. So they would. At the temple, at the door, they mean when the trumpet was blown, that means all the people, it's like right now we're in the temple, and the trumpet was blown, the sun going down, the trumpet blowing, all the people came and knew what time it was. They got in one accord, and they started gathering themselves in front of the temple to get ready to come inside of the temple. And what happened after that, Mother B?
Verse 4, and if they blow but with one trumpet, then the priests, which are head of thousands of Israel,
mm-hmm.
shall gather themselves unto you.
So they mean when they, already know that when they get blown, they got to gather themselves right in front of or in front of the priest as the head of thousands.
Mm-hmm. 13:40.
Acts chapter 13, verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came along the whole city together to hear the words of the Yahweh.
So that next Saturday came what?
The whole city.
Yeah.
The whole city together.
When they hear that horn going out, come on to that temple, how they going to show up there, Mother?
The whole city.
When you lift up your voice like a trumpet, it's something that voice must be lifted out. It's something got to come out of it. What got to come out of it, Mother?
Show my people their transgressions.
They mean something has to be shown to them with His word.
And family of Israel, Jacob, their sins.
So we gotta show the family of Israel their sins, right?
Right.
So he said, lift up your voice. And he said, cry out loud and spare not, and lift your voice up like a trumpet. And that's how you, when you come and show your people their sins, that's how you gotta come and show them.
And not only that,
Proverbs 8:36. But he that sinneth against me wrongly his own soul, like they that hate me love them.
Love what?
Death.
So when you sin against your right one, what do you think is love?
Death.
Death.
Love
death.
Mm-hmm. So when you sin against him after he told you, well, man, and Micah 6:8, I'm told you what's good. I'm told you what's good. So when you stand against me, what do you love, Mother Z?
Death.
That's
really
alright.
What do you got to say over there, Mother D of Israel? We're going to 1 Kings. We're going to read chapter 8. We're going to go to 55 and 56. Then, yes, ma'am.
1 Kings 8:55-56. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, 56, blessed be Yahweh that has given rest to his people Israel.
To his people who?
Israel.
And we know his people Israel he gave rest to, right? Mother D, let me just help me out here. What's that rest? What day we get that rest? Tell me that real quick, Mother D. He said, I have given my people rest. Let's see what he said in the book of Hebrews chapter 4. Let me see if I can get the second piece over there. Let me see what I want. I think I want one down to four. Let me make sure. Somebody gave his people rest. Let's see what he had to say about that rest in the book of Hebrews. If I can get that, Mother. I know we're going to chapter 4 somewhere, and I was probably saying something about that rest. We're going to pick it up, Mother, and take a look at verse 2 and 3. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 4. Give me verse 2. Give me verse 3.
Hebrews 4:2-3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, for unto us was the covenant house as well as unto them.
Mm-hmm.
But the words
taught
did not
profit them.
Mm-hmm.
Not being mixed with faith
in them that hear it.
Mm-hmm. Verse 3.
For we which have believed do enter into rest.
So he say, for we which have believed do enter into rest. Continue to read.
As I have swore in my wrath,
mm-hmm.
if
thou should enter into my rest.
Although
the words were first
was finished
from the foundation of the world.
We can find that foundation of the world in Genesis 1:1. Now, we will read that, but he did say something in here that he said, for we which have believed do enter into his rest. So let's find out about this rest. What's this rest that he's referring to that you got to believe in, that you got to enter into this rest? So let's go read and find out when the rest is given to us. Mother Eve. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. We're going to pick it up at verse 1, 2, and verse 3. Go find out something about this rest that you believe. You got to believe to enter into this rest.
Look at Genesis chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 3. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
And he rested on the seventh day and all his work, which he had made. So on the seventh day, we come and find out there's a resting going on, right? And some that was completed. But what he said about this rest? Verse 3.
And Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
Uh-huh.
And sanctified it. Because that in it he had rested from all his work, which he created and made.
So Yahweh rested on his seventh day, which he has created and which he has made. And he said, if you believe, you'll enter into his rest, right? So let's see who he's talking to about. If you believe, you'll enter into his rest. So let's see who's supposed to be believing and entering into his rest that we can read. Mother D.F. Israel, put a little piece of paper right there. Hold that spot. You might have, you can see what I'm saying in the back over there. Let's go pick it up. If you believe, we're supposed to enter into his rest. So let's find out. Sabbath day, on his rest day, who he gave it to. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, we're going to pick it up at verse 1. We're going to read 12 and 13. If you believe, you'll enter into his rest. Again, Mother Eve, we'll give you that Psalm 73, verse 13, verse 16 and 17. We're going to see who believes and enters into his rest. And then, Mother Z, give me that to Rob. We got the last chapter, I think it's verse, I want to say 8. I'm getting close, I'm getting warmed up, but then 23.
Let me get a preach up on that right in front of you.
Thank you. book of Matthew. In chapter 7, we're on verse 21. Book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21. 21 reads, not everyone that saith unto me, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Yeah, well.
All right, Mother G.F. Israel, this is what we're going through for me, right? No, Exodus
31,
we're on verse 1, 12, and 13.
Exodus
31. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're going to Exodus chapter 31. We're going to verse 1, 12, and 13. We want to find out who is this record, this Sabbath day is giving to, this record that we got an answer into. Who got an answer into that record? Yahweh, and them trumpets was blowing, you know, and the people was gathered up in front of the temple, then he knew what was taking place. But now he let it be known, like, until I went into the temple. What temple he went to, Mother Z? What temple he went to? Well, let's get another name in this temple we call it. In Ecclesiasticus, which is the book of Sirach, we're on 51. Where we're going, verse 23? Give me 51 verse 23. Let's get an idea of what he called this temple.
51 what?
We want the book of Sirach. We want 51. We want verse 23. Yeah, we want to make sure we get a clear understanding about the King David. He was in the temple on the Sabbath day. We know we ain't bigger than the king. So he in the temple on the Sabbath day. But when he was in the temple on the Sabbath day, what was another name for it, Mother Zinka, we can read?
Sirach, chapter 51, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Draw near unto me. Ye unlearned and dwell.
So draw near to me, you unlearned. And what?
Dwell up in the temple of learning.
So he say, draw near unto me, you unlearned, and dwell in the temple of learning. So they was in the temple of learning. But when they was in the temple of learning, let's see how they was how are they reading that? Let's just get some description. So we did come to find out we got to listen to voice up like a trumpet. But let me see if we can kind of stick with something with that. Mother Eve, you can help me out and go to Isaiah chapter 62. And give me give me verse 1. Give me verse 1, then we're going to pick it up at verse 5. Down to 10. When Isaiah chapter 62, Mother Eve, we want verse 1 and 5 down to 10. Let's go just add a little something in there about how you sound inside of the temple. Let's see how this thing go. When you read, when you learn it, and the temple learning, then anytime I lift up your voice like a trumpet, the trumpet's being blown inside of God in front of the temple. Let's see how we should be read.
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1, 5 to 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. For Yahdah Judah's sake.
For whose sake?
Yahdah Judah's
sake.
Will I not hold my peace?
Mm-hmm.
And for Yahdah Judah, Jerusalem, the 10 northern tribes.
Now, you just read where it is, Mother. We'll take it from there.
Okay. I'm going to go back over.
Yeah, you can just read it where it is, and I'll put the dramatics on it.
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1. For Yahdah Judah's sake. Will I not hold my peace?
Mm-hmm.
And for Jerusalem's sake,
mm-hmm.
I will not rest.
And that right there, you're talking about the 10 northern tribes. Can you read?
I will not rest until the righteous thereof go forth.
Mm-hmm.
As brightness and the salvation thereof as lamp that burneth.
Now, before we go to the next verse, Mother, he said, for Yahdah Judah and for the 10 northern tribes, he said he's not going to rest, right?
Right.
But he said, until the righteousness thereof go forth as bright. So this righteousness that's going to go forth is going to be as brightness. All right, let's get let's get an idea about this righteousness first. Let's find out about this righteousness that we can read Mother Z. We'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and give me verse 26.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 26. Well, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all the Torah instructions before the Yahweh, Abba Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So these Torah instructions, he says, it should be, if we do these Torah instructions, that's our righteousness. So he would let us know, he said, to the righteous, they will go forth as right. So that means his righteousness is going to come forth as brightest. Go forth as brightest. But these Torah instructions was going to go forth and it's going to go forth as bright. And he said, the salvation thereof is a lamp that burneth not out. So I'm looking for something here. Now, if somebody said this part about this righteous that's going on in the writings, right?
Isaiah 62, verse 5 to 10.
For as a young man marrying a virgin, so shall his son marry thee.
Where you at, Mother? Isaiah
62.
Right, pick it up. Yeah. Verse 5, down to 10.
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 5 to 10. For as a young man married a virgin, so shall their son marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall Yahweh rejoice over thee. Verse 1. Verse 6. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Yahweh Judah. All ten tribes. Okay. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. You that make it mention of the Yahweh, he does not stop.
So you say you that make it mention of Yahweh, he says keep not silent.
Verse 7.
What are you saying, verse 7?
And give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem praise in the earth.
So he's saying, and give him no rest till he over, until he make Yahweh Judah a praise in the earth. Verse 8.
The Yahweh has sworn by his right hand.
The Yahweh did swear by himself.
And by the arms of his strength.
Mm-hmm.
Surely I will not no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies. And the son of the stranger shall not drink thy wine.
Israel. He told us to gather ourselves, oh, nation, not desire, right? Mm-hmm. So,